This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Yep. Everyone all set? Cocked, locked. There you go. Your dial's set correctly to USA Prepares. We're delighted you're with us in class today. Broadcasting 2 hours, 9 a.m. through 11 a.m. Central Time. Jason is engineering the broadcast in Minnesota. Thank you so much, Jason. And we've got a call-in number. If you'd like to call us, we'll pay for the call. 866-582-9933. 866-582-9933. Rich Sheban's with us. Welcome, Rich Sheban.
Thank you, Vincent Fennelli. How are you this morning?
Very well, very well. Thank you. You know, you and I were chatting off the air about a number of things, and I'm so glad that you and I are back on today to talk about them. Where do you want to start, Rich Sheban?
Oh, boy. Well, first of all, I want to congratulate Senator Ron Johnson and the unconfirmed whistleblower about the secret society and everything that William Binney and Kevin Shipp and other hero whistleblowers have done for the benefit of average Joe Americans. And I sure hope that the American people continue to be whistleblowers and realize that we can no longer live in an emperor has no clothes society where the police state uses censorship and surveillance to control every one of us every minute of the day. And I guess what I'm saying is we can no longer be content to live in the every man for himself world America has become by the control of the elitists. So it's up to us citizen journalists, it's up to us to step forward and give ideas and solutions to the people. And to answer your question with specificity, Vince, I think what we should do is you suggested that you really enjoyed some of the ideas and solutions that I gave the other day, and as you know, I talk with almost redundancy about practice what you preach laws, because I think the American people are tired of hearing words like hypocrisy and double standards, or that's the way it is, or that's it'll never change. And as you know, I regard that to be a poster boy or girl for ignorance, apathy, and indifference, and it's up to us to say it like it is. And we can no longer follow laws that the aristocracy doesn't. And especially where the bottom 93%, where the aristocracy divides us by race, gender, sex, religion, ideology, generation, and race baits and gender baits around every corner, especially on the mainstream media. And as you know, their job is to sway public opinion and hold on to the narrative. So we have to make sure we're aware that the United States of America has turned into the divided groups of America, and we need to stand for principle. And as you know, I define that as the same rules, laws, and accountability for everybody. We need to have truth. Everything needs to be based on truth and not subjective emotional opinion, but objective facts. And if someone has a lesser consequence for their behavior because of what group they're from, then we should do it too. So you mentioned we should talk a little bit about practice what you preach laws. And, you know, when I go through things pretty quick because, as you know, Vince, we're lucky if we get through 10% of our data on a given show. And I think we should talk about practice what you preach laws at least for a few minutes. And one of the big things that I talk about, you can let me know what you think, is gun protection laws, where you have these elitists who say we need to get rid of all guns, while the Democrat blue state cities have the highest gun deaths when they have gun-free zones to protect mm-hmm. their citizens. And they're saying that the poor and middle class can't protect themselves while they have the audacity to hire security, often in political positions where they use taxpayer dollars to hire security to carry weapons to protect their butts. And
yeah, Mayor Bloomberg.
What do you think about that?
Mayor Bloomberg of New York City did that. When he traveled outside the country, he had an entourage, a security squad, armed. And so he can say, you know, I don't believe in guns. I believe in a small army of people following me and ahead of me and alongside of me with guns. I mean, it really, what we need to do is not listen to what they say. We need to watch what they do. And there you have it. So if you look at Bloomberg, that's what he does. He has guns protecting him, but he doesn't probably, I'll bet you he does carry one, but he wants us to think that he doesn't. Now, you're absolutely right. Practice what you preach is so important. And one of the things that you and I discussed is if we had practice what you preach laws, everything would be better. Everything you'd think of would become better. Because you wouldn't have these people saying, you know, we've got to reduce the carbon footprint. And yet they have, you know, jets. And they fly with, they fly lots of places where they could just get in an automobile and get there. I'm not talking about flying into different continents. I'm talking about why does the president need such a big jumbo jet? Really, why? Can't fly in a little, smaller jet, you know, like a Learjet or a Gulfstream, Falcon? Why can't they use those? I don't know. But that's what happens. And it's not just, and when they land, they don't land with a little helicopter. It's a massive, massive helicopter, you know, burning an enormous amount of fuel. It's wrong. They're not leading by example. They're saying, do what I do because I say it, not leading by example. And that's wrong as well.
Well, if you look at the official authority narrative, do you really want to have our official authorities telling us what to do? Look at the DOJ. Look at the FBI. Look at the CIA. Look at the NSA. We truly are living in an emperor has no clothes society. And you mentioned carbon footprint. Look at the Davos meeting. There's over 1,000 private jets that flew into this meeting. Again, we can no longer accept the same people saying we need to have carbon taxes, and they talk about global warming, while they are flying around in jets all around the world, not just private, but commercial jets as well. And they're living in huge homes, and often multiple homes around the world, and their carbon footprint is a million times what the average Joe is. And I have some other ideas here. Look at Common Core. How many times have you seen and heard and read certain elitists saying how we need to have Common Core in public schools, they need to teach little children how to give BJs in schools and sexual identity lessons at 6 years old while they send their kids to private schools? How about discrimination laws? How many times do you hear, oh, well, we have a discrimination lawsuit here, but it all depends on what group you're in. One attorney told me that I don't have enough group self-pity points as a poor/middle-class white male. And as you know, white males have nothing to do with it, because I think I mentioned that just last time I was on the air with you, Vince. Do you think that they're going to confiscate the wealth of Zucker, Rothschild, Rockefeller, Gates, Jonathan Gruber, Jeff Bezos, Soros, Murdoch, the Clintons? Oh, and by the way, don't forget Zuckerberg mentioned how stupid the American people were. Oh, and Jonathan Gruber, who was the main architect of Obamacare, he said how Americans are so stupid. So it's amazing that if one of us says anything derogatory to any specific group, you know, we'll get lambasted on the mainstream media. But yet, if you come from a certain aristocracy, have certain money, or do something that controls the masses, that distracts them, that divides them, that makes them dumber, then you get a pass. And a great example is Netflix. You know, Netflix, I don't even think they've run a profit. And yet their stock is worth billions. They're on paper, they're worth billions, but profits don't mean anything. But see, the powers that be use Netflix for movies to pass subliminal messaging along to make the people think a certain way. And it just, the distraction of having people watch Netflix movies for 2-3 hours a day keeps them, it's just like having drugs and alcohol available for the bottom 93%. And I've mentioned this many times, 7 to 8 hours per day, the average person on television and their smartphone. We need to learn to garden. We need to start talking and having intellectual communication and dovetail political, social, financial, economic discussions, because we are getting bombarded with group identity politics, Hegelian dialectic, professional wordsmithing, media propaganda, and it's not doing any benefit to the people. But let me, I digress here. Let me get back on track. How many times have you seen producers, directors, and actors, Vince, talking about, oh, we need to help the people, the poor people, but yet they make so many of their movies abroad so they don't have to pay certain fees? It's unbelievable how many movies are made in Canada.
We were talking about that last night. Mrs. Vanelli and our son and I were in the kitchen. And the topic came up, donate money to preserve film that will be lost because of deterioration. So you can send money to have film restored and preserved, you know, through a different medium. So, you know, go from film to digital, and we can preserve these old movies. And Mrs. Finelli said, what about the people who benefit the most from having movies available in the first place? What about having them pay for it? They have so much money. How much money do some of these guys make and gals make per movie? 30 million, 20 million, 50 million? Why can't they shed some of their wealth to preserve their own self-interests? Why not? Why expect the little guy to do it? Exactly what you're talking about, Rich Sheehan. OffGridMontana.com.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralized the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered, from business deals gone wrong to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience, serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Would it be okay if you had two paychecks instead of one? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to get an extra paycheck every month, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
You know, Rich, when we were off the air a couple days ago, we were talking about, you know, what's wrong with America and how did we get here? And one of the things that we talked about was performance appraisals or performance reviews. And did you ever have one of those where, you know, your employer said, hey, Rich, let's sit down on Tuesday and we'll go over your performance. Let's compare notes because your continued employment is going to be based on this, and whether or not it'd be implied whether or not you receive a raise will be based on the discussion that you have with your boss about what you did for the company. Did you ever have one of those?
Well, sure, and they were typically very good until I got diagnosed with nerve damage, and then I asked with permission from neurosurgeons and orthopedic surgeons when they wrote my company to ask for a part-time job share to reduce my driving. And then once I did that, then my reviews became very negative. So that's liability paranoia and political correctness, because they told me that part-time job shares were for women only, and I ended up working another 7 years and pretty much deteriorated my spine. But I still do a lot of things. But anyway, I digress here, but it all depends on if you hold the political correct narrative or not, and that's what the bottom line is. Vince?
Yeah. Well, I work for a bank, and while I work for a bank, I noticed something very interesting, something I've never seen before. And that was the bank hired some former General Electric management people, and they have their own style of management. Now, for example, General Electric has what many companies have, which would be an annual performance review. But the style of management was such that they would fire the bottom 10% every year. Now, there's always going to be a bottom 10%, no matter what the company is. But do you have to fire the bottom 10%? Well, General Electric figured that, well, they're the bottom 10%, and they got to go. So they fire them every year based on what? Based on performance appraisals or performance reviews. And that's pretty subjective. Well, my performance review is very interesting with a General Electric boss in the banking environment. And what he would do is he would give me a blank performance appraisal form, the same one he was going to use. And he would say, here, this is your performance form. Why don't you fill it out? I'll fill out one just like it, and we'll talk about it tomorrow. We'll compare them. We'll see what you think versus what I think. Okay. So I did that. And it went like this. So, Vinny, what have you done for us during the past 12 months? Now, bear in mind, I was a computer systems designer, a computer systems integrator. I built the equipment. I installed the equipment. I specified what hardware I was going to use. So I did it all from top to bottom. And I trained the users. And I wrote the manuals. And I wrote the flow diagrams. So it's not like I left some parts unfinished. Well, the discussion would be, so what have you done for us for the during the last 12 months? And I'm thinking, are you serious? I'll do anything that lasts just 12 months. Because the window was, I don't want to hear about what you did that's going to last into the future. I just want to know what you did that's going to give us money that is going to be a measure of your worth, Vin Finelli, during a 12 months. Well, when I built a computer system, I would buy better cabling. I would find the best price, and I would buy better, well, the best cabling, because I didn't want problems. I didn't want failures of cables and connectors to enter into the equation. So I spent a little bit more. I bought uninterruptible power systems so that the computers would not, and the equipment and the modem rack and all of that, would not experience electricity surges and brownouts that would cause the computer equipment to be unreliable. I wrote the flow diagrams of how the systems worked. I produced a wiring diagram so someone following me could figure out, in my absence, what I've done. I'll talk a little bit more about this when we get back and why that's a bad thing to do. Hard to believe.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you a few from Amazon.com. By Mel. Great product. My husband and father-in-law use it regularly. Both my husband and father-in-law have had significant change in their blood pressure and overall health. By Amazon customers. It works for me. Return to buy the tincture and the capsules as they were on sale during February. Unlike some other products, this one worked for blood pressure and occasional irregular heartbeat. Extendivite produced noticeable results after just 2 bottles, a 4-month supply. I take Extendivite 3 times a day, every day. I think the supplement has helped with my increased fitness regime and to lower my blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the Federal Tax Management Helpline that has been set up for you, 800-503-8625. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe more than $10,000 in taxes, call for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Federal Tax Management Hotline, 800-503-8625. That's 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hello, my name is Marjorie Wildcraft. I'm the founder of the Grow Network, which is an online community of people who produce their own food and medicine. We are really into backyard self-reliance. If you want this lifestyle, I suggest your first step be to learn some basic home medicine. Just the other day, my 18-year-old son came to me and said, "Mama, I got a sore throat. Can you fix me up?" And I said, "Sure, Ryan," and in about 24 hours, he was better. The best home medicine for you to start out with is garlic. It's an amazing natural antibiotic, and I can show you how to use garlic to handle ear infections, sore throats, colds, and flus. As a way for you to get to know a little bit more about me and the Grow Network, I've written up an easy introduction on how to use garlic. It's at gcnwellness.com. Now, the station manager told me that I needed to say the URL at least twice, even though it feels kind of weird. But if you're interested in backyard self-reliance, you are one of us. Go to www.gcnwellness.com and let's connect up.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Rich Evans with us, and we're talking about what's wrong with America. Now talking about the General Electric management style. So, some of the things I did were really bad for me as an individual, because the computer systems that I built had a, let's say, a 5 to 10 year or more life expectancy. Well, but I wasn't measured based on the life expectancy of the systems. I was based on, I was measured based on how much money did you save us? How many employees did you eliminate? How did you drive our costs of operations down? How'd you do that? Well, so by the 10 or by the 12 month standard of measurement, I was penalized in the for building systems that would be more durable in the long run. Now, according to this management style, I should be focused on one thing: short term. What can I do to drive the costs lower right now? Okay? And let me give you an example. Let's say I were in the General Electric dishwasher manufacturing division. I'd be better off with my performance reviews if I made the chassis of the dishwasher thinner, lighter, okay? Using less steel. I'd be better off if I shortened the wiring harness to the computer for the control of the electronic dishwashing systems. If I could move it, if I could shorten that wiring harness, moving that computer motherboard, computer mainboard into an area of higher humidity, well, that's okay because, I saved X number of cents per dishwasher manufactured by doing that. If I made a thinner tub for the dishwasher, a thinner plastic or metal tub, might use less material. Even if it were less durable, I'd be measured by saving more money, and that would be positive for Vinfinelli. If I were in the refrigerator or freezer division of General Electric, if I figured out a way of eliminating the wheels on the bottom of the refrigerator or freezer, so you could roll it out, clean the coils behind it, clean behind the refrigerator or freezer, by removing the wheels, I could save money and improve my performance. Think about that. Well, that's their style. That's the style of General Electric management. And if you apply that style to products that we see, that's what's happening all around. We are building products that are weaker, shorter life expectancies, all by design. And if you think about Fukushima, I've said on the air, who would go out in a boat a mile off the coast of Japan and say, hey, I got a great idea. Let's litter that coastline with nuclear reactors. What a great idea. Who would do that? Well, that'd have to be someone who likes the General Electric management style. Build it and get out of there. That's what's happening to this country. Build it cheaper. I mean, we used to say back in the 1960s, if something said made in Japan on the bottom, it was absolute junk. If you bought a General Electric radio or an RCA radio, Radio Corporation of America radio, I'm talking about a table model radio, in its day it was great. It was made in America. There was pride. It would last decades. It would be serviceable. You could change the tubes. Back then, you could just take a couple screws off the back, and homeowners would take out the tubes of the radio, bring them to the drugstore or the supermarket where they're tube testers. You could drop the tube into the socket, turn the dials to the appropriate settings for that particular tube, press the test switch, and you'd read on the meter, good, weaker, or bad. And you could buy that tube right then and there, take it home, plug it in, and your radio would be better. You could do the same thing with your television. Well, we've forgotten how to do that by design. Because our management style says, don't do that. We're going to measure you on what you've delivered for us right now. We're not interested in the long term. Now think about this. The kind of computer systems I built were on the early days of press 1, press 2, press 3 on your phone. Remember that? I built one of the first ones. It wasn't just me. It was a whole team of us. But I built one of the first ones in the country. Now, do you think that when we built that, we said, you know what? It's only got to last through our performance review period. That's all we got to do. 12 months. Of course not. We built these things to last. And unfortunately, that technology has caught on, and it's pervasive. It's ubiquitous. It's everywhere. Bottom line, Richie and class, is what we're doing wrong. One of the things we're doing wrong is we're measuring employee performance by the General Electric management style. And if you don't get it right, and you're in the bottom 10% of that company that manages by this style, you're going to be fired. So now everybody's thinking, gosh, why should I build something for the long run? I need to think like immediate. I need to save my own neck. So let's save money. Let's drive out durability. Let's drive out manageability. Let's drive out maintainability. And let's make things disposable, quick and cheap. And that's what we did all over the country. You know, if a computer monitor fails, what do we do? Think about that. How many people would say, oh, my monitor just stopped working. I guess I can't fix it. I guess I'll get another one. That's what we do. We throw them away. Do we repair anything that is computer powered? You know, if you have an iPad and the battery gets weak, do you get a new battery or do you say, well, geez, it's 4 years old. I'll get another one. Think about that. And that's what's happening with automobiles. I've been harping on this beet juice and salt on the roads and how it's causing accelerated wear. So this 10-year-old truck or so, you have a 2007 model and the brake lines have rusted through. Wow. It's $1,900 to get the brake lines fixed. And that's if you don't have any problems with the calipers. You know, the bleeder valves getting rusted on the calipers for the brakes. Well, if that happens, then gosh, now you're up to $3,000. Might as well get a new truck. Because the brake line's rusted? Seriously? That's where we are. Rich Even?
Well, I can go in many different directions here, but basically what you're saying is lowering the bars of standards and expectations and eliminating foresight, and that's one of the reasons, you know, I love to do my economic 101 analogies, but it's proof that our economy is slowing down. I mean, Trump's doing some really good things, but he inherited sabotage and demolition, as I always say. I'm a little skeptical on what he can do. I think he's trying to do a lot of great things, and he has accomplished some. But when you look at this world economy, you look at our disposable personal income is barely hanging by a thread. Savings rate is a 10-year low. Debt, all-time high. With the yield curves, it's pretty obvious that credit is collapsing. Even the IMF admits that 100 to 200 basis point increase, basically a 1 to 2% increase in interest rates, everything can collapse, including a minimum of 20% of U.S. corporations. We're talking about this fall, heavy QT or quantitative tightening, basically when bonds mature, that money's not being reinvested into the system. There's definitely a lower velocity of money growth, especially for the bottom 93%, which basically makes two types of economies, one for the top 7%, one for everybody else. The demographic issues, where the largest increase in demographics over the next 25 years is basically the old folks. And as you know, because they're poor and their interests and hobbies are regressing, that they're spending a lot less money in the system. And this is all going to cause, I believe, Treasury yields to decrease, because all this talk about increased interest rates, I think it's going to happen in the short term, but in the long term, you know, interest rates are a function of wages, economic growth, and inflation. I try to say that as often as I can when appropriate. And wages are certainly not going up, especially with the advent of robotics, automation, artificial intelligence. Economic growth is absolutely not growing. You know, it depends on what you read, but I don't think it's growing at a significant pace. And inflation has been basically exported to low-cost producing countries. And even if these companies come here, they're not today's corporations, quote-unquote American corporations. They're not even investing in their core business practices. They're not investing in their people and their services and products and R&D and even thinking long-term. They're thinking short-term, basically to feather their own nest with low-interest loans. And especially at the executive level, like the CEO and CFOs, you know, they're feathering their own nest with stock options, and they're paying off dividends, and they're buying people off, and buying back their own stock. I mean, with the help of central banks, and that's the majority of the numbers. All the numbers in the books are cooked. So with inflation going lower and minimum wage jobs even though they're more, it actually contributes less to full-time work that's available. So I just see negative benefits to workers and in our overall economy in the long run because of these new business practices. We don't practice business the way we used to. More people are getting squeezed out of the workforce, again, with the new technologies. And the tax cuts, I just see them short-term being better for the little guy, but between the stock buybacks, the dividends, the stock options, mostly for the executives, and the mergers and acquisitions, I see an issue of more debt and more corporations leaving their core business plan, which makes them think more short-term. So I'm just skeptical on the direction we're going as a country with business practices. It doesn't look good for the little guy. Vince?
I've got a comment, maybe a couple comments when we come back. You might find it interesting. Don't touch that dial.
My name is Lee and I'm 41. I've been using One World Wave for 2.5 years now. I suffered a bulged L4 and L5 disc from a car accident 3 years ago, and since that time I've been unable to walk long distances, do any minor lifting, or just normal activities with my children without having severe back pain. Since I've started using One World Way, I've been able to walk more, engage in activities with my children, and have less lower back pain. One World Way has helped me regain back my strength, confidence, and have a healthier life. I've noticed a weight loss of about 20 pounds, my A1C dropped 2 points, and I have more energy now. One World Way has helped me regain back my life.
The results for clients on One World Way have surpassed the results for most any other supplements as well as all other whey protein powders. One World Way is non-denatured and frequency encoded. We believe the frequency encoding increases your body's production of glutathione and energy production. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from 3 health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Watch it.
No, there's something happening.
This can be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Why have you got your...
Take my... When you go to the... For 2 seconds during...
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
For achievements with us, offgridmontana.com, offgridmontana.com. So, Rich, we were talking about what's wrong with America. And I, as you were describing your thoughts during the previous segment, I was thinking about what happened here at our farmhouse. And I imagined a scenario like that, but just one little twist different. So around the kitchen table, it was Rich Sheban, Rick Miller, Matt Stein, Ed Marvini, Aaron Dakins, John Statmiller, Grace Thorne. So we're in the kitchen. Mrs. Finelli's there. Our boys are there. And we're having a discussion. So having like seven discussion simultaneously, and everybody's paying attention to each one of these, and it's really a lot of fun. And so here's the little twist. This is the imaginary twist. So there's another guy there, this imaginary guy. He shows up, and we say, hey, so what do you do? He says, well, I work for General Motors. I'm an engineer in the truck division. So the next statement that comes from the group is, so you're the guy who designed these brake lines that rust prematurely, right? And he goes, no, you don't understand. You don't understand. See, I got this boss, and he came from General Electric. We inherited this guy. Our whole engineering team inherited this vice president, and he came from General Electric. You don't understand the pressure we were under. He said, you will lower the cost of this truck, whatever you got to do. And the only thing left was to remove the plating that protected these brake lines from rust. So we had to take that off because that cost a little bit extra. So in order to save our jobs, we had to do that. You don't understand the pressure we're under. We didn't want to do it. We had to do it. That's the kind of thing that I think was happening all over the country, just using General Electric as an example. And, you know, when we discuss cars here at the farm and trucks here at the farm and someone says Ford, I say, Yeah, I know about Ford. Seems like those are the guys who, if it took four bolts to hold something onto the vehicle, they used three. That's the feeling I had about Ford. And if you look at a Ford truck and you sit in the seats of a Ford truck, you go, wow, they must have had a boss that came from General Electric because they took the padding out of the seats. We don't need any padding. Heck, just make it look nice. It doesn't need to be comfortable. Just make it look nice. That's the kind of thing. Image. features, buttons, screens. That's what people are buying. They're not buying durability. Does anybody remember that Maytag, you could buy a clothes dryer from Kenmore or Philco or RCA Whirlpool or Maytag, and if you looked at the Maytag demo board above the dryer, they would say, here's their pulley, here's our pulley, here's their V-belt, here's our V-belt. This is why we're better, because ours is bigger, thicker, stronger. It'll last longer. I mean, that was how they sold them, based on durability. Does anybody sell anything based on durability? What you can do is you can buy a extended maintenance contract from a third party that has no idea what the products are like. But for an extra 10%, you can warranty it for a full year. Heck, not 90 days, but a full year for 10% more. And then you think, why would I do that? Because I'm going to throw it away in 3 years. That's where we've arrived. Rich, are your thoughts different, or do you think that's
well? Right? It's all interconnected. It's pretty easy to connect the dots. We've been groomed to accept lower quality, and it's pretty obvious. I've been talking about this for years. The powers that be have purposely, by design, lowered the bars of standards and expectations for getting a job based on what group you're in. So it's pretty easy for them to justify and connect the next dot. And the American people, especially the bottom 93%, reap not the benefits, but the cons.
Yeah, and when we talk about the bottom 93% class, I've mentioned this to Rich off air, that I try to follow that up by saying, that's us. That's us. We're in the bottom 93%.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Rich, even thank you so much for being with us today and spending your non-replaceable time.
My pleasure, as always, Vince.
See you next week.
Need a powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens? Allicin Med is the powerful universal pathogen killer's latest advance of German-sourced allicin, enzymatically stabilized to clear the body of bacteria, fungi, mycobacteria, and parasites. It penetrates body biofilms and is non-toxic to tissues. Pathogen resistance cannot develop for long-term body-optimized wellness. Clear stealth pathogens that promote autoimmune disease, cancer and vascular inflammation and plaque and promote healing of tissues. Now pathogen-free. With 200 milligrams more power than prior Alamed, you can't get a more powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens. Give your body what it needs. Allicin Med. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. That's 1-888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.